The city of Ashland was just a week from giving the go-ahead to tear down the massive century-old Canadian National ore dock. That's when the peregrine falcon nest was spotted. Since there are only 27 known pairs in Wisconsin, it's against the law to disturb them until the young fledge. So now Mayor Ed Monroe says there are a lot more bird watchers in his city.
Everybody from the DNR to make sure that they're safe and doing well to the Canadian National Railroad, who can't wait for them to get out of their way.
These are the only peregrine falcons in northern Wisconsin, the first pair found in the Shawamigan Bay area since the 1930s. Department of Natural Resources wildlife biologist Todd Nass says he doesn't know how many eggs are in the clutch. Typically around four or five are laid. He does know that these rare birds like artificial structures.
Nest box structures have been erected on some of the taller structures in some large cities and on many of the power plants in the southern part of the state, and that seems to be where the majority of our birds come from.
So Monroe says they're on standby.
You think you've got everything under control, and you know, you're about to give the go-ahead, and then you know, Mother Nature just kind of steps in and just goes, I don't think so.
The nest, or eyrie, may stop demolition until August or September. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.